And you are also very clever. You know what to do when they come. You give only one chicken leg. Take this and go back and sleep again for another one. So these are the beliefs we have. Now we know how to get rid of them. But we have no chance to escape from human beings. Most unreliable living beings on this earth are human beings. Cannot trust. The nature of human mind is such, husbands and wives who lived together, say about 50 to 70 years as husband and wife. Still, husband cannot understand the mentality of wife. Wife cannot understand the mentality of husband. They keep their own secret to themselves. This is the danger of human beings. So, it's very difficult. That is why religion is needed. Human beings must have a religion. Animals have no religion. Have you ever seen animals go and carry some joss sticks and kneel down and pray to any god? But they can do very well without praying to any god. Only human beings, they need this. Because of that selfishness and cunningness, man can twist and change and misuse and abuse, bluff and swindle. To straighten the crookedness of the human mind, religion is the only solution. Albert Einstein, a well-known scientist, has said, the nature of human mind, atomic energy has shaken and changed the whole world. Even then, that powerful atomic energy could not change the man's mind. A still crooked, a still selfish. So religion is the only solution. That is why the Buddha started like this. First, you must know the nature of your own mind. Then you know where the weaknesses loophole. Then the solution was given by the Buddha to get rid of those weaknesses. So the seal is to build up our character, our way of life. Dana, sila, bhavana. Then come to the last item. We have to complete all the three. Of course, the first two are especially in initial stage. Without bhavana, we cannot find out the aim or the purpose of our life. We never get it. The purpose of life can be seen or gained only through this meditation. What is meditation after all? Meditation means bhavana, the word used by the Buddha. Bhavana means mental development. When we develop the mind by eradicating weaknesses, we reach the climax, the peak of our life, to see the purpose. Otherwise, forever we have to suffer. This is the method introduced by the Buddha for us to practice Buddhism. So, when you analyze the society, there is no difference between ancient society or the modern society. Same craving and selfishness, same anger and hatred and ill will, and same ignorance and illusion. All these three evil forces are the same, no difference. But in the modern society, there are some changes. And that is called development. People have discovered so many things to create more temptations, more excitement in the man's mind. And this is the development. Everything they organize to create temptation. Advertisement. Those days they never had this kind of advertisement. Read the magazines and the newspaper, television, to create temptation. Look at cinema and dance, entertainment, to create excitement. But not to calm the mind, you must remember this. The main purpose of entertainment, such as dancing, singing, merrymaking, these are cultural practices. The main purpose is to calm the mind, to entertain human emotions. It is very important. Human beings have emotions. If you do not entertain this emotion, what will happen? Human beings become very adamant, very violent, very aggressive. So these cultural practices they have introduced to calm that emotion, entertain. But modern society, especially the Western culture, completely polluted our beautiful ancient cultural practices. No calmness in the mind, but create excitement. Let us say, rock music. What sort of calmness they maintained at that time? And breakdance. People were talking about breakdance, but I have never seen. So one day, accidentally, when I was watching another television program, somebody pointed out that is called breakdance. Oh, then I found out this is not a new dance. You know, when the cats and dogs, when they have each ear in the back, they hear all the four legs, you know. This is a dog dance, not breakdance. How can they introduce this as modern dance? This is, my dear friend, what happened to our modern civilization, modern culture. Everything completely disturbed the man's mind. So those days they have organized everything very gentle way, decent way, without arousing young boys and girls, animal nature in their mind. All the modern entertainment aroused the animal nature. After that, they forget their human dignity. So here, you are discussing Buddhism in the modern society. The difficulty to practice Buddhism in the modern society because of this. Too much excitement and temptation through this immoral practices. How many kinds of immoral practices are going through this entertainment? When you enter into a place, how many items are there? All are immoral practices. What is the idea? Make money, money, money. Their idea is to make more money. You never consider about your life, your way of life, your dignity, your religion, your culture. Nothing, only money. This is called modern society. When we were in the jungle, we had only few problems. Problems about our food, our shelter, and occasionally sex problem also in the jungle. Maximum. Clothing also was not a big problem at that time. Nothing to worry about clothing. But we regard them as unfortunate because they were not cultured people. They had only few problems. Because of that, they are not cultured. And today, in the modern society, how many millions of problems are there? Who discovered them? Who introduced them? By us. We have no peace. We cannot sleep. We cannot eat. We cannot live. We cannot carry on our married life. Everywhere disturbances, fighting, quarreling, cursing, accusing, blaming, killing. Modern society. This is the nature of modern society. But those days, they had enough time to relax, enough time to take their food. They go on hunting animals for their food. And they find out a shelter under a tree or a cave, they satisfy. But today, we build huge buildings, mansions, still no security. After building this, how many iron gate doors are there? How many wooden doors are there? How many glass doors are there? How many padlocks? How many keys? And burglar alarms? And television? Why all these things? Modern development. Inside that house, those who live also shiver. No security. But those days we can go and sleep under a tree or a cave or anywhere. Nobody wanted to disturb us. So the pure religious way of life, the Buddha has introduced in this way. By realizing the danger of all these problems. He was a prince. He was a husband. He was a father. He was the son to rule the country. He had a beautiful wife. But he had the courage and compassion to all the others, not only to his family, to detach, to find out the solution. After gaining this wisdom, he came back and here, this is what I realize. This is how I feel. If you also like to share this bliss, liberation, this salvation, this relief, this is the method. Again he said, thinking that I am the great man who discovered everything, simply by worshipping, praying, offering to me, you won't gain knowledge. You had to follow my footsteps. Don't follow me simply. Remember, we are not the followers of the Buddha. We don't follow him blindly, thinking when we follow him and worship, we also can gain something. The Buddha said, don't follow like this. Practice what I ask you to practice. Then you follow me. He said, there may be so many monks and disciples stay with me, holding my hand, holding my robe. They may think they are close to me. They follow me. There may be some other monks far away, who have never seen me in their life, but their minds are pure. And those monks who stay with me, holding my hand, their minds are not very pure. So these monks are not close to me, but those monks are very close to me. And this is the Buddha's attitude. Another monk came and started to admire the beauty of the Buddha, just like watching television every day in front of the Buddha. Then the Buddha asked, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Gives me a lot of happiness when I watch your complexion, features, serenity." Then he said, "What do you gain by watching this physical body?" Kinte vakkali imina pudikahena duggandena sarirena. These are the words used by the Buddha. What do you gain by watching this dirty, smelly, filthy physical body? The Buddha is not here. Buddha is not in the physical body. This is a dirty body. Yo dhammam pashyati, so mam pashyati. One who sees my dhamma taught by me can see the Buddha. The Buddha is there in the dhamma. This is the nature of the Buddha. The Buddha that you can see in the temple, historically we can say this is artistic expression, their own imagination, thinking, or the Buddha is like this, they have erected. Then we also think, oh, Buddha is like this. That's all. The Buddha that you can see in the Dhamma is the real Buddha, not distorted Buddha. When you see how he preached, when you see how he had to tolerate, develop compassion, kindness towards others, when you see his nature of enlightenment, wisdom, when you collect all these things, you can mold real Buddha through the Dhamma. So without this Dharma, you cannot see the Buddha. So far I have mentioned in various ways how to practice Buddhism. So in conclusion, I can summarize in this way. There are three aspects: cultural aspect, intellectual aspect, a spiritual aspect, practical. Cultural aspect is important to us, because we respect our own culture. So we cannot separate religion from our culture. Impossible. Now let us take Chinese culture. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Buddhism was introduced to China. They too had their own religious belief and philosophy in China at that time. But they found out there are some extraordinary teachings that they have never heard earlier. And that is why they accepted Buddhism. Later, they have incorporated Chinese culture into Buddhism. So Chinese culture is a vast culture. So today, you cannot separate Buddhism and Chinese culture. Whatever Chinese practice as Chinese culture, a little bit of Buddhism also there. Whenever Chinese perform any Buddhist practice, there is Chinese culture there. Cannot separate these two things. It should be like this. Just because Buddhism was originated in India, according to Indian tradition, Indian way of life and Indian culture, after becoming Buddhist, it is not necessary for Chinese to become Indian to practice Buddhism. It is not necessary to follow the same Indian tradition, because they organize in that country according to their convenience, their way of life. You have to organize according to your culture, your way of life and your convenience. No one can say it is wrong. It is a practical way. So, religion support culture. Culture promote good religion. Now that is how these two go hand in hand. When you organize certain performances, you get lot of ideas from Buddhism. And it is a cultural show. So religion supports culture. When you perform this cultural show, certain religious items you introduce promote Buddhism. These two must go like this. So those narrow-minded people criticize and condemn all those things. Yes, there will be a day. This is the initial stage. You understand? This is the beginning. Cultural aspect is the beginning. And now you have come to the second stage. Intellectual aspect. Intellectual aspect means when maturity, experience and the development take place in our human mind, we need food for thought, food for our mind. Earlier we have provided food for our senses to entertain eyes and the nose and the this and this, that's all. But nothing for the mind. Now this is the time for us to provide food for our mind, because mind is developed now. Now we want to know the real nature of life, real nature of the world and the phenomena, and philosophy, psychology. Go on developing, studying, thinking, concentrating, then provide food for the mind. The Buddhism can provide more than enough food for thought. When you take Buddhist psychology, Buddhist philosophy, food for thought. And then certain narrow-mindedness, certain human weaknesses we had in our mind automatically disappear. Intellect. Religion we have to incorporate with our intellectual aspect. Otherwise, we become skeptic, like Bertrand Russell, first-class philosopher in the West. He is a nasty old man who attacks, condemns, accuses every religion. Fortunately, he says he respects only one man, the Buddha, because he did not tell lies, he did. He doesn't believe any other religious teacher. Brilliant human brain, but skeptic. That is the danger. That is intellect, not enough. Then we have to go another. That is called spiritual aspect. A spiritual aspect means mental culture. We try to train and tame that mind by eradicating human egoism, pride, anger, selfishness. So when all these forces wipe out, wash away from the mind, a spiritual development takes place. These are the three stages. First start from cultural aspect. When you come to the intellectual aspect, you reduce so many cultural activities. Then develop your intellect. After developing your intellectual aspect, then you concentrate more on mental development, purity in the mind. When you go on purifying your mind, you are not crazy for about speculative worldly things. At that time, what you need, peace, calmness, bliss, happiness, you can satisfy with all these things. That is the aim. This is the way how to practice Buddhism. So how many methods I have introduced today? I think enough. Exactly 1.5 hours.
Thank you, Venerable, for most awakening talk. Now, for those who have any questions to ask Venerable, please feel free to do so. For those who have written the questions on the slip of paper, please pass forward.
There is a question about reincarnation or rebirth. The Christians want to know the Buddhist concept of rebirth and the Christian concept of life hereafter, in simple language. I remember a Christian friend asked this question from a Buddhist. Can you tell me actually what will happen to you after your death? The Christian friend asked this question from a Buddhist. Then the Buddhist friend answered, well, if anything happened to you after your death, I think the same thing happened to me also. No difference. You understand? Happenings are natural. Faith and belief cannot change natural incident. Understand? Birth is natural. Is it necessary to believe that Buddhists have a different kind of birth, Christians have another kind of birth? Same way, isn't it? Right. Old age is natural. Buddhists, Hindus, Christians, Muslims, those who have no religions also attain old age. It is natural. And death is natural. Buddhists and Hindus and Christians never face different kind of death. Same death. So all these things are natural. Now after our death, if anything happens, that is also natural. Not according to our respective religion, what we talk, what we believe. We cannot change. You can say, I don't believe in rebirth. I can say, I believe in rebirth. Both of us maintain only belief. Now, if rebirth is natural, can you stop that rebirth simply by maintaining this belief that there is no rebirth? Can you stop it? Impossible. It doesn't work. On the other hand, I believe that there will be rebirth. If there is no rebirth by nature, can I create that rebirth just because I believe it? All these things are natural. In fact, religions have nothing to do with all these things. Religion try to monopolize all these things. We direct, we send them to heaven, we send them to hell, and we do all these things, all rubbish. All these things are happening according to the natural law, good and bad. There is nobody to handle all these things, to send either this way or that way. The Buddha has explained, actually, what is really happening to us. Why do we exist? What are the causes? First, we have to find out what are the causes for this existence to appear in this world or any other part of the world. First, energy, mental energy, and the matter, mind and matter, these two must join together. Mind and matter, energy and element. Right. Then we analyze, what is this energy? This is mental energy, down from another existence, endless, universal. So in that mental energy, just now I mentioned four mental faculties are there. Our feelings or sensations and identifications and mental habits and consciousness. Four mental energies. Elemental side, there are four. Solidity, fluidity, heat and motion or wind. Those four. Four and four, eight. When these eight groups join together, then remain as a bundle. Now this is a bundle. Four elements, four energies. Now every second this is working like this, friction, like this. Scientific interpretation clearly explains this. This existence takes place because of the friction here. Otherwise no existence. When this situation continues for some time, all the joint elements and energy started to decay. It is natural. Going on decaying, 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 decaying. After that, no energy, no cooperation for all these eight groups to exist together as a bundle. Then what will happen? Disintegrate, dissolve. Energies into energy side, elements into element side. That bundle remains like this, is no more. For that we say death. This is the way how Buddha has explained. And no God, no Buddha behind this incident. All these are natural things. Now the problem is, after this disintegration, dissolution, what happened to this person? This is the area that people created their own imagination. One group says, there is a God who creates and after some time he takes it back and sent to heaven or hell. Finish. That is the end of it. Eternal. Forever. Can you imagine this word, eternal, without changing? How do you feel if you eat durian almost every day for a few years? How long can you continue? Eternal durian. They use eternal. What is eternal? Then another group says, not only heaven and hell, there are so many other places. The Buddha has mentioned 31 groups in the whole universe. Hell also there. Heaven also there. So rebirth or existence can take in any of those 31 planes of existence. Not only in heaven and hell. Then some others say there is nothing hereafter. No heaven, no hell, no ghost world, nothing. After our death, finish. Everything is gone. Why worry? The whole world, whole mankind divided into three groups about this.
A group of people came to see the Buddha also
and discuss this matter,
who did not believe that there will be another life hereafter. The Buddha did not persuade, encourage them to believe it. It's not necessary to believe. Just now I told you, it is not necessary for me to believe that I will be born again.